Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Avram Goldar and today Maseches Horios Daf Beis. The first parak Horu Beis Din. The Zichu Maseches Horios program has been generously sponsored by the Berger family, Zecher Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyam ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May the neshamas have an aliyah. I want to welcome all our new members who are joining us for the Masech and wish all our members continued Hatzlacha as we now begin the 28th Masechta in this Daf Yomi Machzor. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the first mission begins. Horu Basin Lavra Achaz Mikol Mitzvah Hamuras B'Torah. If Basin ruled erroneously to permit any one of the mitzvahs said in the Torah which incurs karas, the halacha yachid va'asa shogeg al pihem, and an individual went and acted mistakenly on their word, meaning he followed their psak, whether the Basin acted on their ruling and he acted along with them, or after them, or even if they never acted on their ruling, but he did, he is patur from a carbon, mifnei shetalu b'basin, because he relied on basin. However, if one of the judges or a Talmud worthy of issuing rulings realized they had erred and acted on their ruling, as Gemara explains, because he thought to apply the principle mitzvah lishmo divrei chachamim, it's a mitzvah to obey the sages' words, even when they are mistaken, he is chayav to bring a karban mifnei shelo talu b'basin, because he didn't rely on basin in his transgression, since he knew they were mistaken. Point number two, Rava made an inference from the Mishnah about a case where basin mistakenly permitted chayav to eat v'nischalef lo chel b'shumen v'achalo, and he confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev. In the first version, Rava infers to exempt the transgressor from a carbon, because although he did not eat the chalev based on their ruling, since he never intended to eat the chalev, he still would have eaten it had he realized it was chalev since Basin had permitted it. In the second version, Rava inferred that he's high of a carbon since his transgression did not actually result from their ruling, but from his confusing the pieces. Rava exempts the transgressor in this case, while Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayev. Although Rabbi Shimon Darshan's lo shabim yediya, so one who would not refrain from transgressing as a result of his knowledge, eno mevi karbon al shikud gosod, does not bring a carbon for his mistake, meaning a mumer who would eat chayev intentionally, here the transgressor does bring a carbon because if he had the full realization that this was chayev and that chayev is prohibited, he would have refrained from eating it. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that one who followed Basin's mistaken ruling is patur from a karban. Shmuel said that this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, but the Chachamim hold, Yachid she'asa b'haras Basin chayev, an individual who acted by relying on Basin's ruling is chayev to bring a karban. Rabbi Yehuda darshins ba'asosa by his transgressing to teach that he is only liable if he acts on his own. But if he acted on Basin's ruling, he is patur. The Rabbanan's Brisa states that although one would know that if a minority of the Kahal sinned, each brings his own chatas, because Basin does not bring a paralam davar for their sin, but perhaps if the majority sinned, they would not bring individual karbanas, since Basin brings a paralam davar for their sin. Therefore, the Torah said, ma'am ha'arts, from among the people of the land, teaching afilu ruba va'afilu kula, even if most of it sinned, even all of it, they each bring a chatas. The Gemara proceeds to prove that the Brisa means that without this pasuk, only a minority who sinned on their own brings karbanas because they had sinned through Basin's ruling. Basin would not bring a paralam davar, but they would be chayv individual chatos despite relying on Basin's ruling. So once again, the three points are, number one, the first mission begins, Horu Basin Lavor Alachas Mikol Mitzvahs Hamuras B'Torah. If Basin ruled erroneously to permit any one of the mitzvahs said in the Torah, which incurs karas, v'halacha yachid v'asid shogeg al pihem, and an individual went and acted mistakenly on their word, meaning he followed their psak, whether the Basin acted on their ruling and he acted along with them, or after them, or even if they never acted on the ruling, but he did, he is patur from a karban mifnei shetalu b'basin, because he relied on basin. However, if one of the judges or a Talmud worthy of issuing rulings realized they had erred and acted on their ruling, as Gemara explains, because he thought to apply the principle mitzvah lishmo divrei chachamim, it's a mitzvah to obey the sages' words, even when they are mistaken, he is chayav to bring a karban mifnei shetalu b'basin, because he didn't rely on basin in his transgression, since he knew they were mistaken. Point number two, Rava made an inference from the Mishnah about a case where Basin mistakenly permitted chayav to eat v'nischalef lo chel b'shumen v'achalo, and he confused a piece of chayav with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chayav. In the first version, Rava infers to exempt the transgressor from a karban, because although he did not eat the chayav based on their ruling, since he never intended to eat the chayav, he still would have eaten it had he realized it was chayav since Basin had permitted it. In the second version, Rava inferred that he's high of a carbon since his transgression did not actually result from their ruling, but from his confusing the pieces. Rava exempts the transgressor in this case, while Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayev. Although Rabbi Shimon Darshan's lo shav miyediya, so one who would not refrain from transgressing as a result of his knowledge, eno mevi karbon al shikud kosod, does not bring a carbon for his mistake, meaning a mumer who would eat chayev intentionally, here the transgressor does bring a carbon because if he had the full realization that this was chayev and that chayev is prohibited, he would have refrained from eating it. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that one who followed Basin's mistaken ruling is patur from a carbon. Shmuel said that this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, but the Chachamim hold, Yachid sha'asa b'horos Basin chayev, an individual who acted by relying on Basin's ruling is chayev to bring a carbon. Rabbi Yehuda darshins ba'asosa by his transgressing to teach that he is only liable if he acts on his own. But if he acted on Basin's ruling, he is patur. The Rabbanan's Brisa states that although one would know that if a minority of the Kahal sinned, each brings his own chatas, because Basin does not bring a parlam davar for their sin, but perhaps if the majority sinned, they would not bring individual karbanas, since Basin brings a parlam davar for their sin. Therefore, the Torah said, ma'am ha'aretz, from among the people of the land, teaching afilu ruba va'afilu kula, even if most of it sinned, even all of it, they each bring a chatas. The Gemara proceeds to prove that the Braisa means that without this pasuk, only a minority who sinned on their own brings karbanas because they had sinned through Basin's ruling. Basin would not bring a paralam davar, but they would be chayv individual chatos despite relying on Basin's ruling. All right, so now we got our siman dab beis, and our standard siman is a bias, a house. A house, so here goes. At the Horia's house were one man who was told a basin, was informed by a rabbi that he was putter from bringing a carbon, and another man in the kitchen confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat, and ate the chalev that Basin had permitted. The Chachamim upstairs hung out a sign from the window informing the crowd below that an individual who followed the mistaken psak of Basin must bring a carbon. Once again, slow motion. At the Horia's house, house, that must be on daf, base, bias, house. At the Horia's house, where one man who was told the basin was informed by a rabbi that he was pater from bringing a carbon, which reminds us, the first mission begins, Horu basin lavor alachas mekol mitzvahs hamuras b'torah. If basin ruled erroneously to permit any one of the mitzvahs said in the Torah which incur karis, v'halcha yochid v'asid shogeg al pihem, and an individual went and acted mistakenly on their word, meaning he followed their psak, whether the basin acted on the ruling and he acted along with them or after them, or even if they never acted on their ruling, but he did, he is putter from a carbon, mipnei shetol b'basin, because he relied on basin. So at the Horia's house, where one man who was told b'basin was informed by a rabbi that he was putter from bringing a carbon, and another man in the kitchen confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev that basin had permitted, which reminds us, Rav made an inference from the Mishnah about a case where Basin mistakenly permitted chalev to eat, and he confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev. In the first version, Rav infers to exempt the transgressor from a carbon because although he did not eat the chalev based on their ruling, since he never intended to eat the chalev, he still would have eaten it had he realized it was chalev since Basin had permitted it. In the second version, Rav infers that he is chayev of a carbon since his transgression did not actually result from their ruling, but from his confusing the pieces. So at the Horia's house, where one man who was told Basin was informed by a rabbi that he was putter from bringing a carbon, and another man in the kitchen confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev that Basin had permitted, the Chachamim upstairs hung out a sign from the window informing the crowd below that an individual who followed the mistaken psak of Basin must bring a carbon, which reminds us that the Chachamim hold that a told Basin is chayev a carbon. So once again, at the Horia's house, where one man who was told Basin was informed by a rabbi that he was putter from bringing a carbon, and another man in the kitchen confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev that Basin had permitted, the Chachamim upstairs hung out a sign from the window informing the crowd below that an individual who followed the mistaken psak of Basin must bring a carbon. All right, so now it's time for a four block back Chazara. Daf Ein Gimel. So the Simur Daf Ein Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. At the Yain Nesach experiment conducted in giant eggshells? That must run daf Ein Gimel, giant ostrich eggs. At the Yain Nesach experiment conducted in giant eggshells, one man spilled wine slowly into Yain Nesach, watching each drop become battle as it fell in, which reminds us, if one pours wine into Yain Nesach even for the entire day, so the wine is eventually far more than a 60th of the total, Rishon Batal, every first drop of wine is nullified as it falls in, so the wine remains forbidden. So at the Yain Nesach experiment conducted in giant eggshells, one man spilled wine slowing to Yain Nesach, watching each drop become batel as it fell in, while another was amazed that water in a mixture can be mevatel the Yain Nesach, which reminds us, Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that if Yain Nesach fell into a pit of wine, the Nafel Shem Kiton Shemaim and a flask of water also fell in. Roin is a heter ki ua eino. We view the permitted wine as if it were not there, Vashar Main Rabin Olavu Mevatel Noso. And as for the remaining prohibited wine, the water overcomes it and nullifies it. So at the Yain Nesach experiment conducted in giant eggshells, one man spilled wine slowly into Yain Nesach, watching each drop become batel as it fell in, while another was amazed that water in a mixture can be mevatel the Yain Nesach, and a third was trying to determine how much wine is needed to be nos and tam into an eggshell full of water, which reminds the Gemara brings a malachos whether min b'mino is prohibited with a mashu or benos and tam, and we learn that min b'she'eno mino is benos and tam. Daf Ein Dalet, so the Siman Daf Ein Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness, that must be on Daf Ein Dalet, aid. The witness who saw a shore and Niskel enter a pen and get mixed in with the other oxen, making them all Asur, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Eil Asurin Osrin B'Koshu. The following items are prohibited and prohibit a mixture with even a minimal amount, meaning they're never batel, even among 1,000 permitted pieces. Yain Nesach, an idol. Oros levuvim, heart-pierced animal skins, shohan niskal, an ox sentenced to be stone, an egel roof of the birds brought by Matzora, a nazar's hair, peter chamor, a firstborn male donkey, following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that it is aser b'hana, basa b'chalav, meat cooked with milk, the sirah mishtoeach, and chun animals which were shechted in the azara. So the witness who saw a shohan niskal enter a pen and get mixed in with the other oxen, making them all aser, was standing near another witness who testified that the wine cellar or barrels containing one barrel of yain nesach can be sold to a goy, minus the value of the Yain Nesach barrel, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, the Tanakhama rules that if Yain Nesach fell into a pit of wine, it's all forbidden in benefit. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the entire mixture can be sold to an Akum except for the Yain Nesach's value, meaning he can't charge for the Yain Nesach. Rav says the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel on a case of Chavis Bechavios, a prohibited barrel which became mixed among permitted barrels. So the witness who saw a shohan niskal enter a pen and get mixed in with other oxen, making them all Aser, was standing near a witness who testified that the wine cellar or barrels containing one barrel of Yain Nesach can be sold to a goy minus the value of the Yain Nesach barrel, and got wet and dirty when a yid was drying a nearby stone wine press to kasher. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Gashel Evan Shizvasav Ovid Kochavim, a stone wine press which an idolater coated with pitch, in which wine was commonly added, Menagva Behitahora. One dries it and it is purified from forbidden wine. The Gemara explains it is dried with water and ash. Revi says a press made of wood can also be dried, but the Chamim say Yikuf is Azefes, he must peel off the pitch coating because the greater absorption in this thicker coating is not purified by drying. Daf Ein Hey, so the Simmer Daf Ein Hey is an Am Ha'aretz. So here goes. The Am Ha'aretz, Am Ha'aretz, that must be on Daf Ein Hey. The Am Ha'aretz, who is totally confused trying to figure out the process for drying out moist and drying wine presses using water and ash, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the process for drying an Akum's wine press using Mayim and Afer, and also discuss how many applications must be done. So the Am Ha'aretz, who is totally confused trying to figure out the process for drying out moist and dry wine presses using water and ash, had sent his son to Toivel the new Kalim he bought from idolaters, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches that all the Kalim purchased from idolaters additionally require immersion in a mikvah of 40 saw. This is derived from the pasuk, which requires removing flavor which was absorbed through fire to be removed with fire, which concludes v'taher, and it will become pure, which teaches that the Torah added another requirement for purification, referring to Tevila. Rabbi Bravua adds that this requirement even applies to new kalim, which were never used for non-kosher foods. So the Am Ha'aretz, who was totally confused trying to figure out the process for drying out moist and dry wine presses using water and ash, had sent his son to Toivel the new kalim he bought from idolaters, not realizing it only applied to kalim used for food and not his cloak scissors. Which reminds us, Rav Sheshes challenged Rabbi Bravua's ruling that new kalim required Tevila. If so, even cloak scissors should also require tefillah, since the requirement is unrelated to flavor absorption. He answered, Kli Suda Amurim Baparsha. The section of the Torah teaching this law only discusses kaling for meals, meaning for food. Daf Ayin Vav. So the Siman Daf Ayin Vav is an IV, intravenous. So here goes. As the doctor explained why the medicine prepared for the IV bags, IV, that must be more in Daf Ayin Vav, intravenous. As the doctor explained why the medicine prepared for the IV bags can be made on a grill used every day without worrying about the bliyot, because b'chol yom nasa giul chavero, which reminds us, the mission the previous daf taught, hashiputim ba'askel melabnim ba'ur, spits and grills purchased from an akum are purged in fire. Rav Amram asks, Rav Sheshes, that this contradicts a mission regarding kachim, which states about these utensils, magam b'chamin, one purges them in hot water to remove the absorbed flavor of previous karbanas. Rava answers that kachim does not require leaving because b'chol yom v'yom nasa gilu chavero. Each and every day becomes a purging for the previous day's absorption, meaning each day's cooking of kachim removes the previous day's flavor before it becomes nosar. So as the doctor explained why the medicine prepared for the IV bags can be made on a grill used every day without worrying about the blios becoming expired because b'chol yom nasa gilu chavero, and the intern responded that it's not a problem because when it was absorbed, it was hatter. Which reminds us, Rav Ashi returns to Rav Sheshes' original answer. Actually, the answer is like it was said initially. Hacha heter bala hasam isura bala. Here, regarding kachim, permitted flavor was absorbed before it was nosar, whereas there, regarding an akum's utensil, forbidden flavor was absorbed. So as the doctor explained why the medicine prepared for the IV bags can be made on a grill used every day without worrying about the blios becoming expired because b'chol yom nasa gilu chavero, and the intern responded that it's not a problem because when it was absorbed, it was hatter. A surgeon in the same room stuck his scalpel on the ground 10 times before cutting himself a piece of esrog, which reminds us the mission taught about an akum's knife, shafa v'hi tahora. One scrapes it on a grindstone and it is pure. Rav Uka Bar Chama adds, "V'noetza asar pami bakarka," and he thrusts it into the ground 10 times. Abraisa says the same, provided the knife has no indentations. Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua says this method is only effective lechol batzonin, to eat cold food with a knife, because it removes non-kosher residue from the surface, but does not remove flavor absorbed into the knife. This is seen from the incident about Mar Yehuda and Bati Bar Tovi, who were sitting before Shvur Malka, who was slicing pieces of an esrog to give them. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn? Kol yom v'yom nasa gilu chavero. Each and every day becomes a purging for the previous day's absorption. That's on daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we machokas whether Mashiach is kona by Ovid Kochavim? That's on daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss kushering a gus, a wine press, through the process of drying it with water and ash? That's on daf Ayin Dalad. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that the Chachamim hold that a Tolba basin is Chayv a carbon? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we discuss an Akum paying a Jew's taxes with Yain Nesach? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we discuss a case where basin mistakenly permitted chalev to eat, and one confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we discuss selling wine into which Yain Nesach was mixed, except for the Yain Nesach's value? That's on Daf Ayin Dalad. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a tolba basin is putter from bringing a carbon? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss whether nitzuk chibur regarding Yain Nesach? That's on daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that if Yain Nesach fell into a pit of wine and a flask of water also fell in, we view the permitted wine as if it were not there, and as for the remaining prohibited wine, the water overcomes it and nullifies it. That's on daf Ayin Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.